Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:13 British Summer Time. Today is April 27th. Well, today was another one of these all change type of days. 8, 9 sessions ago, I think that was 2 Fridays ago, we had downward dynamics across a large number of equity markets, but those downward dynamics were not sustained, and we saw a number of these indices push back upwards and make new recovery highs. But that they've been hit again in here today by another downward dynamic, and this one's probably larger than the one we saw 2 Fridays ago. In Asia this morning, the Chinese market was hit rather hard. I think it was down in the region of 3%, and it went down and tested the 3,000 level on the Shanghai A shares and rallied off that area into the close. Elsewhere in Asia, the mood was relatively sanguine, and while most markets were a little bit easier, and probably Japan was the main exception, which was up slightly. In Europe, the tone was a little bit more moribund, and with In the latter half of the day, with Portugal and Greece both being downgraded and the S&P moving, or the S&P rating agency moving Greece into junk, really gave the impetus to the bears, and we saw that downward dynamics right across the European indices. Some of the Mediterraneans were hit hardest, and indeed Ireland also had a very large downward dynamic, encountering resistance at the upper side of the range. The Spanish market was down more than 4%. The DAX in Germany down 2.75%. The CAC in France down almost 4%. The FTSE down 2.6%. Into the Americas, the S&P had rallied off its lows. But into the close, closed right on the low, or very close to the low of the day, down 2.3%. The Dow Jones was down 1.9%. The Nasdaq was down 2%. Both Mexico and Brazil were down, both down in excess of 3%. This is these are downward dynamics right across the or across risk assets. So the same type of performance was mirrored in the commodity markets and in some of the corporate bond markets. And in what would classically be seen as safe havens, such as the US dollar, US treasuries, and gold, all rallied in here today. Gold in particular is a notable performance. Having been down as low as 11:46 this morning, and briefly falling below that $1,150 level, it rallied really quite impressively and continued to rally right into the close. So it is now up $16, closing out the day in the region of $1,170. That's a really quite impressive advance, and is almost entirely fueled, I would suggest, by investors looking for some form of safe haven. And it's also against the background of palladium down $17, platinum down $23, silver down 16 cents. So gold is doing it on its own here, and that really does support the contention that it is as a result of investors looking for a safe haven. Now, the dollar also rallied really rather impressively today. It was stronger by more than 2 cents against the euro and against the pound, against the Australian dollar firmer by over by about 1 cent and 1/4, and against the Canadian dollar by 1 cent and a half. Against pretty much every currency, the dollar strengthened somewhat in here. Now, it is important to put these moves into context. What we've had in some of these stock markets are rather large downward dynamics relative to the trading that we've had over the last 2 months in particular. But in the broader scale of things, 2% down in a day, while notable, isn't 4% down on the S&P or 5% down. So It does suggest, rather, that we are encountering resistance, having moved to new recovery highs and become relatively overextended compared to the moving averages. And there is now a stronger likelihood that this is the beginning of a more corrective phase, and that some of the concerns that have been roused by the Greek crisis and the apparent contagion into Portugal and perhaps into Ireland, or indeed maybe even more seriously into Spain, are beginning to take their toll on investor sentiment. Chinese tightening and clamping down on the property developers is also having an effect. So, and that's of course without mentioning at all the litigation that's proceeding against Goldman Sachs and the financial the financial institutions and the increasing threat of more regulation. So there are plenty of things to be worried about, and markets are relatively overextended compared to their moving averages. So that's probably enough of an excuse to at least take some profits in the short term, perhaps even medium term. But what this has, this is a little bit different from some of the other pullbacks that we've had over the last year by virtue of the strength that we've had in the dollar and in treasuries and actually most particularly in bunds, as I think probably institutional investors are trading the spread between going long of the bund and short of some Mediterranean debt. Also of note today was the fact that the European bank sector, the Euro stocks banks sector, pulled back rather sharply. It's encountered resistance now in the region of its 200-day moving average and is falling away from it. And some of the largest banks in that index are Spanish banks, and the Spanish market was one of the weaker ones in here today. So the economies that are most at risk from the euro debt crisis are certainly those that are taking the biggest hits in here, but there is some waves that are being felt. If one were to click through the charts for Latin America or indeed Asia, and Asia is likely to take a hit in here tomorrow, but the chart action is really not supportive of the onset of any kind of bear market, and monetary conditions remain extraordinarily accommodative. What we do have are these overextensions relative to the 200-day moving averages. And if we do move into a situation where there is very real talk of a sovereign default in the Eurozone and the European governments do not come to an agreement for an aid package for Greece, then that will have a rippling effect just about everywhere. But whereas the European financial sector is going to take a considerable amount of time to unwind in such a scenario, I question how much of this dodgy European debt some of the better performing emerging markets have. So it could very well be a very similar situation to what we had following the Lehman bankruptcy, where some of the best positioned emerging markets take a hit initially, but bounce back faster because they have the soundest, some of the soundest fiscal policies in the world today, and have been entirely better served by their monetary officials than we have in the West. In the meantime, the prognosis remains that we're probably in an unwinding of the overbought condition that has developed, and the US dollar has looks set to reassert to the upside, particularly against the euro, and gold pulling away from this $1,150 level is really quite encouraging indeed. So we could easily see gold pushing back up to test its highs and indeed fall back into line with our bullish hypothesis and push on to new high ground. And it really would need now to sustain a move below the recent lows, which are just below the $1,150 level, to question potential for that, for just that to happen. US Treasuries have rallied. They're up by about 1.5 points today, maybe a little bit less than that, and that's a little bit off their highs. And they've rallied to a stage now where they are testing the 200-day moving average, which has been falling. And they really would need to really push on ahead from here to suggest that there is meaningful demand for that asset. I think when investors take a little bit of a step back and look at the safe haven status that's attributed to US Treasuries, they might really begin to question whether that's such a good idea to have that. Because the US is certainly, well, there is no shortage of supply of US Treasuries, and the US has even greater borrowing requirements than some of these highly indebted European countries. So the appeal of Treasuries may be relatively short-lived. On the other hand, in this type of scenario, gold does offer probably a better or a far from transient appeal as a safe haven in such an environment. So there really is potential for gold to advance in this environment. And one of the factors that gold has suffered from over the last couple of months has been that it's had a lot of competition for investor interest. Well, with the thermodynamics that we've had in here today, and the rising worries that investors have about the future, competition for gold is dissipating rather quickly, and that would suggest that investors may be starting to move back into it. And relative, if we do look at just simply charts and strip out all of the other arguments, stock markets and risk assets generally, from emerging markets to developed markets to platinum and palladium to some of the industrial metals, are all re overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages. Over the last couple of weeks, we've seen that some of the sleepers or laggards have been in the process of breaking upwards from relatively long basis in the region of 1.5 and 2 years. And gold has been doing very little of anything, and it's, by any stretch of the imagination, it's not overextended in here, and has been consolidating below, or in the region, mostly below this $1,150 level for a number of months. So it's got plenty underneath it. It has that base of support that could justify it moving on to at least test its highs in the region of $1,200 and potentially go on to do even better than that. So we live in interesting times, and the next couple of days, I think, will be pivotal, with Portuguese debt pushing on in no uncertain terms, with that yield really accelerating higher, and the Bund, the yield on the German 10-year, falling quite quickly. That spread is expanding really rather rapidly, and that contagion has potential to cause some rather large headaches for the Eurozone. So the competition to get out of the euro could gather pace rather quickly. And in this environment, US assets have rather large appeal. That said, because we've had this downward dynamic and there is a general move out of risk, that's not going to insulate Wall Street entirely, but it probably will limit Wall Street's pullback to a reversion towards the mean. And provided that relatively positive leash effect from Wall Street remains, that is really quite positive. I'm looking at the Bloomberg WEI page here, and the Nasdaq is up 8.2% this year, while the IBEX in Spain is down 18%. The Italian index is down almost 12%, and the STOXX 50 is down 11%. And that's really quite a large divergence, and suggests that the U.S. Stock market and capital markets will continue to have wide appeal in this type of environment. So they're really unlikely to bear the brunt of this pullback that we're having. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.